Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And all this week, we've been deconstructing the debates. Actually, the interview I had with Dr. Larry Bates, who hosts the program before mine, News and Views in Colorado on KLTT. And for this final show, I have Brian Rohrbaugh in studio. Brian, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
It's great to have you. And what I'd like to do is play one final quote.
Okay.
And then let's you and I talk through the issue of where our Christian leaders have been taking the body of Christ.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I've noticed is I've listened to this, and it's not just Larry Bates, but he typifies what's happening with our Christian leaders. But I was listening to that, and it occurred to me that this is really a study in Proverbs. Proverbs is a book that you gain wisdom from it when you learn from it, or you gain shame and condemnation when you don't learn from it.
It has these nuggets, these gems. In fact, here at Bob Enyart Live, we offer an album on Proverbs, a six-tape album. We go through the entire book of Proverbs, and there's so much insight into right and wrong. And so why don't we, after we look at this excerpt, why don't we go through a bunch of these Proverbs?
Okay.
All right, so let's go to this last clip we'll play from Friday's show with Dr. Larry Bates. Larry, could you say this? If a government sets aside thou shalt not murder and says it's legal to kill the innocent, do you agree that the government has no authority to do that?
I do not believe the government has the authority to do it.
Okay, now if the government does it, our government
our
did
government.
It, right?
It is lawless.
Our government
under
did
under God's law, but it is lawful under the structure of our court system. Now,
Stop the tape. Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, it's just a terrible statement for him to have ever made to somehow give credibility to a law that says it's okay to murder innocent children.
To justify it so that you could approve of the judge and the ruling that violates do not murder because it's legal according to our system.
Yeah, it's just – it's horrendous that he said it.
Yeah, and it wasn't a slip of the tongue. That is James Dobson's position, as now he is explicitly put in Citizen magazine this month, February 2006. In another letter – I'm going to read from this letter next week, Brian, on the air.
Yeah, and that's a really disturbing letter. You know, one of the things that's occurred
to me –
This
is a Focus on the Family letterhead written by Lindsay Rich, again, laying out their legal positivist disposition that we elevate man's law above God's law, and thou shalt not murder is not our prevailing concern.
That's right. They're more concerned with interpretation of the Constitution. Now, we should, you know, recognize what the Constitution says. It has many flaws in it. And keep in mind, it's far from a perfect document.
Right.
And it should only be valued when it's looked at in light of God's laws.
Yeah, to the extent that it doesn't compromise on do not murder. Article 1 of the Constitution numbered blacks as 3/5 of a person, most blacks. So it's a compromised document that has errors in it. And there's no way that document can justify a judge compromising, violating do not murder.
That's right. And with Focus on the Family, it just occurs to me that since they've decided to become political instead of standing by God's word, they've compromised everything. They've lost all moral authority. This latest letter that you're going to read next week is incredibly disturbing because they don't care about God. They don't care about God's laws, yet they claim to be a Christian organization. They should not be in politics. They should have had the fortitude all these years to stand up and say, you do not have the right to murder the innocent.
Right, right. And if, you know, you could try to influence the government rightly as long as you do it in the context of God and his law. Once you compromise on do not murder, you no longer are speaking for God. You're no longer a Christian organization when you're willing to compromise on do not murder for political gain.
And you'll compromise on anything.
Anything.
And, you know, I got kind of a summary of what Larry Bates has said that I just kind of like to give you my opinion about it.
All right.
He was angry with you. He wanted to know if you read every word, yet he didn't read any of these words. He knew of none of these rulings, and he was trying to portray that somehow you must have got it wrong by reading the judge's own opinion. The other thing I took from it is he believes that the majority rules over God's law, because he said you were one of the few people against Alito, maybe the only one he knows against Alito. So in other words, if we get a bunch of people to agree, that must mean this person is good. Now, the Bible gives us a little more wisdom about that.
Yeah, go with the majority rules approach, and then you'll be morally right. And in fact, throughout the history of the Bible, the majority is typically on the wrong side of every
issue. They're typically evil. And then this really weird logic of my enemy hates Alito, therefore he is a great man. Forget what he's done. It's kind of like saying, you know, at one point Hitler turned against Russia.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, what does that make Hitler our friend?
So Stalin is a good guy because Hitler hated him. The Nazis were always against the Marxists. That didn't mean the Marxists were good.
Exactly. And so the idea that because someone on the other side hates this guy, I need to support him.
Right.
That's a really weak position to be in. And it shows that the fight is more important than right.
Think about all the people who hated King Herod.
Of course.
Everybody hated King Herod.
The statement of do you want the law to be king or the king to be law?
Right.
I found that particularly disturbing. Now, I think what he should have said is God is the king and we must obey his law.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Now, he was quoting basically an English translation of a book, Lex Rex, from a few centuries ago. But yeah, God is the king and God's character defines law. So that any law that violates do not steal, do not murder, do not commit adultery, those laws are inherently unjust and lawless.
Without question.
Yeah, they are lawless. So we shouldn't approve of a judge who says you have the right to seduce your neighbor's wife. We shouldn't approve of him or his decision. And a judge who says that you can kill the innocent, we should rebuke him and not approve of him or his ruling, as Dr. Dobson, Larry Bates, and all of our Christian leaders practically are approving of Samuel Alito.
Yeah, that's right. Although now you're starting to hear a little bit more of them saying, well, we don't know how he's going to vote, which is their way of trying to undo their guilt if he continues to uphold abortion, which all the evidence says he will.
If it's following the process.
Right.
He could overturn Roe v. Wade on the same day he upholds abortion in California and New York to show he's following the process. That's his true commitment. He has no moral anchor.
Right. And you and I have talked about it. Roe v. Wade, ending that will not stop abortion. That's not the way to do this.
Well, that's true. And partly because there are hundreds of laws passed by pro-lifers that end with, and then you could kill the baby. If you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. So if Roe v. Wade is overturned, we have hundreds of pro-life bad laws that we have to fight to overturn our own laws.
That's right. Then Larry made the comment when he was saying that Alito's pro-life, he said, well, he fooled his mama. Now, that's a ridiculous statement. Look at any crime you see covered on TV, and if the news media ask a neighbor, they'll say, oh, he was such a nice guy. I didn't know he could be an axe murderer. And if they ask the mom, they'll say, oh, no, he's not guilty.
My son could never do that.
And clearly, I doubt that Alito calls his mom and says, hey, once again, I've endorsed the murder of millions of babies.
Yeah, I wonder if she knows he voted to keep partial birth abortion legal. I doubt she knows what partial birth abortion is. And I think if she knew her son upheld it, she would be horrified.
Well, I think that's probably right, too. Larry said that he understood where you were coming from. Well, clearly, he doesn't understand where you're coming from because he has not done the work to look at this guy. You know, the Bible, when it tells us how to judge people, you know, you can judge a tree by the fruit it produces. And we can look at Alito's fruit, and it's pretty obvious what's happening. We can pray that he repents, and we should, and we can pray that he changes.
Yeah.
But the evidence says he's going to entrench abortion and make this fight even more difficult.
If our Christian leaders for the past quarter century have been saying, don't compromise on do not murder, if you do, we will not approve of you, Alito may have become an honorable judge. But he has become an evil judge because he's following the lead of our Christian leaders who are legal positivists.
Yeah, and one other thing. Larry said, I believe he said that you were out in left field. And I'd like to correct him on one more thing. Yeah. No, you are out in right field, where you should be, looking from a biblical perspective and God's word and God's law back at what man is doing, and very much like John the Baptist did, you're saying to the leaders, whether they're the religious leaders or the government leaders, what you're doing is evil, it's wrong, you don't have the right to do it, and you need to repent.
Instead of helping them to feel comfortable in their wickedness, I mean, they go to bed at night affirmed that the Christian leaders in America approve of their decisions to intentionally kill the innocent. And, Brian, that's the difference between, you know, if you're fighting a war against the Nazis and you drop a bomb and some children are killed, that's such a tragedy. And that's unintentional.
Intent determines often whether there's guilt or not.
Well, that's right. If you're trying self-defense, you're trying to save your family, and someone, a bystander, gets hurt, that's tragic. But the laws that our pro-life organizations and Alito that he upholds, they don't kill the wicked. They are targeted and they only kill the innocent. Alito voted to keep partial birth abortion legal, and that's not going to kill a single wicked person. That's only going to kill children, innocent children. It's not accidental collateral damage. That law only kills innocent children.
And it rewards financially and with status the evil people who murder these children and support this grisly act.
Right, right. And so, you know, there's a battle against right and wrong, but when Planned Parenthood – I meant to say Focus on the Family. I just said Planned Parenthood. When Focus on the Family tries to play this as though it's not an issue of absolute right and wrong, and that we could be politically savvy and take either side of do not murder based on our immediate political goals – well, then they devalue the entire battle. It's like it's not about right and wrong any longer. It really just is about we want power for the Republican Party.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They're more concerned with winning some kind of a fight. And this idea that they're coy and somehow smart, you know, the other side just laughs when they see the stupid things they're doing and the compromise after compromise. You know, you want Focus on the Family in this race, in this fight, if you're pro-abortion, because almost on a daily basis, they let down their guard, they ignore the word of God, and they basically deal with this as if it's just the issue of whether there should be a stop sign at this intersection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they devalue every life
right. With
every compromise.
And if you're debating whether to put a stop sign at a certain intersection, then these kinds of calculations are acceptable.
Right.
But when you're talking about laws and rulings that intentionally target and kill the innocent, there is no justification for compromise on do not murder.
That's right.
All right.
And we've got some different proverbs that I think we're going to go through. And, you know, the thing with these is I want you to listen to them and see if you think they have any bearing on this conversation. Chapter 4, verse 14 says, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it, and pass on. That's 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that in terms of the callers you've had that are asking how to vote. Do I vote for this evil man or that evil man?
Right.
This proverb gives you the answer. Don't enter that path.
Don't go in the way of the wicked. Now, all our leaders are sinners.
We all are.
We all sin, but we don't all say, I will kill innocent children for these reasons. We don't all say that. And someone who says that is not qualified to lead or to have anyone's support as a leader.
Right. And verse 16 goes on to say, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. That's 16 and 17.
Wow.
And I think those are really true to what's going on right now in this debate,
well,
this battle.
Yeah, because there is such a – there's a lust for political power. And that lust, you know, the lust of the flesh, that's not only about sexual immorality. That all kinds of things qualify, including the lust for power and to lord it over your neighbor. And when you're so into the fight for power that you're willing to compromise on do not murder, then you have crossed the line, and we're talking about wickedness and we're talking about violence. And, you know, Focus on the Family comes out this past week in support of the Living Together Benefits Act.
Yeah.
And the fact that this has been an issue, we've made it an issue for them that they've had to confront, and now they're publishing in their Citizen magazine, hey, we elevate the process over do not murder. We approve of a decision to keep legal partial birth abortion because that's a faithful judge. That's what they called Alito. Faithful. They even used the word faith. And so that's wicked. And it's violence. And as you go down that path, it's like the OBGYN who says to the woman, your baby is going to be disabled. You need to kill it.
Right.
And the baby actually is fine, turns out to be fine. And they end up making those decisions over and over because they feel this need to justify their position. And their decisions become more and more egregious.
Chapter 5, verse 12, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. Now, do you think that might apply to some of these topics? And by the way, I should let the audience know, Proverbs is on both sides. You can apply it equally to us as you do with Focus on the Family
to
or
you,
Larry Bates.
To you, Brian
Absolutely.
Orbaugh.
Right.
Or to me, Bob and Yurt Live, or the church I pastor, Denver Bible Church. We need to be instructed and corrected when we do wrong. And if we don't have the humility to listen, then that's a shame on us. But when you know when you're supporting a judge and someone says, but he voted to keep partial birth abortion legal, you should be able to say, he did? I can't even believe that. That makes me question, that makes me doubt all these pro-life leaders because I've been talking about him for 3 months. I've heard everybody talk about him. Nobody has said that once.
That's right. And they assume that you're lying or you're making it up for some political gain because they've fallen so far that the first thought in their mind is political gain or strategy. It's not truth. And sadly, it's hard for people who've supported supported Alito to say, hey, maybe we should have looked closer. Well, the reality is we should look closer. And, you know, I'm going to take a minute here because the audience knows that we're doing fundraising right now. There's
this month.
Telethon going on, and we need to raise $10,000 to keep this show on the radio. And this exact issue is why. Because you're not hearing a voice that's looking in to Samuel Alito and the other causes and saying, hey, maybe he's a good man. Let's look at the fruit and see what it says, and let's tell the truth about it. You're not finding that, sadly, from Focus on the Family, from Larry Bates. But you're finding it here. This show becomes much more important than Focus on the Family. Even though that ministry has 20 million listeners and has done great works over the years, it's let its audience down, and it's deceived the Christians who are trying to do the right thing, who trust them and support them because they think they are being diligent and researching the history of these people that they're supporting.
If Focus on the Family were to come out and just say blatantly that we approve of judges who compromise on do not murder, who violate do not murder, as long as they're consistent with the process, I think their listeners would be horrified, many of them. But we are working toward that end so that the body of Christ will realize what is being done in the name of the battle for the culture.
Yeah, it's tragic where we've gotten to, and it is vitally important that the truth is told. And here's the thing about what Bob is saying here. All of these facts are verifiable. They're on his website, but you can find them for yourself. This is not something that's out in left field. These are pure facts. Mm. And I hope I know that there have been some contributions that have come in starting.
Yeah, we have 9% of our goal, Brian. Our goal is $10,000 to help Bob and Yurt Live stay on the radio in Colorado for the next year through 2006. And we're at 9%. So we have a long way to go before the end of the month.
We do. And I should just add, $10,000 on the surface might sound like a lot. It is a skeleton budget that is just enough to barely stay on the air. I think people need to realize there's no money wasted here. It's almost 100% volunteers, and there's a lot of good people behind the scenes that help make this work. But what we're talking about with Alito and these other things, we're not trying to bash Focus on the Family. We're just simply saying what they're doing is wrong, and we hope they'll repent. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying it because we think it's wrong. We're saying it because God said it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian, let's look at more Proverbs.
Proverbs 11, verse 1, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, so that you look at justice.
Right.
You look at justice, right?
Right. It's justice. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to say this, but listening to the conversation you had with Larry Bates, I saw an awful lot of pride, heard an awful lot of pride in his voice, and no consideration for what he was even arguing for. Verse 3, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them.
Mm-hmm. Integrity. And Brian, somebody called in today off the air and was upset and said, you know, you should have only talked to Larry Bates privately. And the thing that our Christian leaders are doing wrong is a public wrong. It's not a private wrong.
That's right. That's a ridiculous statement, because when someone comes out and says, I want you to call your senator, your congressman, you call the government, you put all the pressure you can to support this good man. If that's not a good man, then publicly someone needs to stand up and point out.
Yeah. And through the Bible, Old and New Testament, the prophets, the apostles, Jesus, they publicly rebuked those who were guilty of public sins. And of course you have to do that. It's just a misunderstanding. Christians are so confused. They've become nicer than God. They don't know how to judge or rebuke or forgive. It's all confusion.
And again, that's why this show is so important, because it cuts through a lot of the rhetoric, a lot of the cliches, and it deals with what God says. Now, in chapter 19, and I need to mention this, we really take this seriously when we talk about Alito. Mm-hmm. Chapter 19, verse 5, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape.
Wow.
I specifically picked this proverb because it deals with us. That's serious we take this matter.
Yeah, if we're lying about Alito, then God, even if you end up getting into heaven, all your works are burned up.
That's right.
And there's shame and there's tears, and Christ will wipe away those tears. But we have an obligation not to spread false rumors and accusations.
That's right.
Against the judge or any Christian.
Right. Chapter 20, verse 6, most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Now, that's really powerful. And I would submit to your audience that this show, you've found a faithful man, because it's not easy to stand up to the ridicule and the hatred and just the sheer pressure you get from people who don't like what you're saying because the message is offensive to them. Whether it's true, that doesn't matter to them. A true message, no, I don't want to hear it. But the reality is they have to hear it. Chapter 20, verse 10, diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to the Lord.
Wow. Now, this is intense. Diverse weights and different measures.
Yeah.
different measures. So if another government or Germany violates do not murder and their judges do that, they are guilty. But now I'm speaking as Dr. James Dobson. When Samuel Alito votes to kill late-term babies and partial birth abortion, he is a faithful judge. He is doing right because he's upholding our process. Those are different measures. They can clearly see right and wrong when it's another nation or an Islamic country or the Nazis, but take it to a Republican conservative judge and they justify the wicked because they end up with more political power at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's tragic. And this shows you the great value of the Bible and the fact that it truly is the Word of God, because look at when this was written, and it's talking about this subject today.
3,000 years ago, different measures are an abomination to the Lord.
And chapter 20, verse 11, even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right.
Wow. Even a child.
And it matters. You know, it matters whether we do good or evil and right and wrong.
And so a judge rules, Samuel Alito ruled to keep partial birth abortion legal. Even a judge is known by his deeds, whether he does what is pure and right or whether he follows the process and murders the innocent.
Right, without question. And I think the standard is if it's known even for a child, then it is much more serious for an adult.
Right.
Chapter 21, verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts.
Wow. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. And that's like saying it's right in our own country. In our own country, you can rule to kill the innocent because it's right in our own eyes, in our own constitution.
Right.
We're out of time, Brian. I don't know where the time went, but the show's only a half hour. And this is our telethon month. Let me give the phone number. If anybody wants to help, we're 9% of the way to our goal, 800-836-9278. Now, you could go online at kgov.com to give on our online store, or 800-836-9278. This $10,000 goal helps Bob and Yurt Live stay on the radio for another year. We've been doing this for years, and now, once again, it's your opportunity to help us stay on the air. We cannot do it on our own. It's impossible.
And one last proverb, chapter 30, verse 32. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand on your mouth.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Brian. God bless you, Brian Rohrbaugh.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. And tonight, pray for us. We have the Bob and Yurt Live annual meeting where we're laying out our goals and our focus for the next year and 5 years and beyond. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha, 72nd and Oak in Arvada, and visit Denver Bible Church.